Thank you for calling Maryland Health Connection. For English, press 1. Para español,
on February 19, 2025, the National Committee for Quality Assurance suspended priority partners.
If you're seeking assistance with private health plans not offered by Medicaid, press 3. For assistance with Medicaid coverage or MCO enrollment, press 2.
Want to confirm your enrollment is active and skip the wait for a representative? You can check your enrollment status online. Log into your account at MarylandHealthConnection.gov by viewing details under the Current Enrollment and My Current Managed Care Organization Details tabs. If you need to reset your password to access your account, use our virtual assistant, Flora, or live chat with a representative on the Maryland Health Connection homepage.
If you have questions about your Medicaid benefits or need a Medicaid replacement card, press 2. If you are calling to renew coverage or update your current application, check enrollment status, request cancellation, or ask a general question, please press 3.
On the Maryland Health Connection. My name is Nakai to verify and protect your identity. Can I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Oh, hold on. I didn't understand anything. Can you please repeat your name, please?
Thank you for calling the Maryland Health Connection. My name is Nakai to verify and protect your identity. Can
hold on. Whoa, I only need your name. Name, please. Name.
I'm repeating everything so that I can get your
but then when you get your name, speak very slow.
Thank you for calling the Maryland Health Connection. My name is Nakai. To verify and protect your identity, can I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Paul Baron.
Can I please have the spelling?
The last name or the first name? Both. Paul, P-A-U-L.
The spelling of the first.
P-A-U-L, Baron, B-A-R-O-N.
Can I please have the date of birth and the last 4 digits of Social Security number or ITIN?
I'm the power of attorney for a patient that is already in the hospital. I'm trying to help him and get. I'm gonna have to file some application for Medicaid. He's a Medicare Part A and B.
I can't. I have to verify information before I can talk about anything else. So I have to verify the date of birth, everything.
Verify mine or him's? His.
The person you're talking about, you can give me their information and I can see if you're an authorized representative.
Oh, you cannot. It's not in the record. I'm not under the Medicare as of authorized yet.
I wouldn't be able to speak with you.
In this case, the first thing I need to do is to validate my power of attorney. Can I do that? How can I do that?
I wouldn't be able to do that over the phone because I can't see any paperwork and it's not on the count.
And can I go in person?
Can I place you on a brief hold so I can find that information out for you?
Sure, please.
Thank you so much for holding. I'm still looking into this for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to place you on another brief hold.
No problem.
Thank you so much for holding.
Thank you for helping.
Of course. Okay. So if since you're not listed on as the authorized representative, what you can do is if you know the person's login info to their account or they can log in, you can log in and add yourself as an authorized representative on there and then call back later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.